Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast, Living Life with Lucky. So today I decided to go into something that I really just want to vent to everyone about. And I want everyone to know how bad my experience was with Restream as a company. So if you guys are not familiar with Restream.io, it is used for streaming to multiple platforms at once. So if you're familiar with like Twitch, using Restream, you can like stream your videos and stuff to Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, and whatever, all at the same time. So basically Restream allows you to have one key that you use, you implement it into your OBS and whatnot. And, you know, when you hit go live, you're like streaming to how many places at once. So basically that is the use of it, in case you're not familiar with it, if you are, great. So I've used Restream before, and I actually still use it now. I stream to both Twitch and DLive at the same time. So with Restream though, I haven't actually made this public until now, but I've actually been trying to get a job with Restream. Because one of the goals in my life of things I want to do and things I want to accomplish is I want to work at a company that I'm passionate about and, you know, can see myself working my way up through the company. And what better thing than streaming? Like, I already do streaming as a hobby, right? And it's something I really enjoy. I enjoy, like, meeting new people, and it's just a really great thing that I've came across, and I'm extremely grateful that I started streaming. And so when I first saw that Restream was hiring, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, this is my dream job. You know, I was like, I will literally be doing something that's relating to streaming, and I can help streamers. And I thought it was going to be like the best thing ever if I could get this job. But little did I know that in the end, I didn't want it because of how they handled a lot of the things that came up through the hiring process. So when I first applied, I heard back from this lady, let's call her Anna, and she said that she wanted to interview me, right? So she scheduled an interview, and I was like super excited for this. The only thing is, I didn't know how to attend this interview, because this is the first time I've ever in the history of applying to jobs, I've ever gotten an invitation through Google Calendar or whatever it's called, invitation through the Hotmail calendar or whatever it is. And so therefore, I just accepted it, and it just kind of, like, went away, and I was like, okay, but, like, how do I actually, like, go to it, you know what I mean, and, like, view it? And so when the date came for our interview, I was completely lost. I was, like, looking for it in, like, my emails and stuff, and I felt super dumb because I was like, you know, like, I don't know where to go. And so I had to reach out to Restream support, and by the time that they answered me, Anna said, oh, sorry, kind of, like, busy now. We're going to have to reschedule. I was like, lady, you literally didn't even tell me how to attend this thing, you know, like, where to go. And I even emailed her, like, hey, I'm a little lost. Could you help me? Like, where am I supposed to click in order to get into this interview? She didn't even respond. I was like, okay, that's very unprofessional of you. And things just got worse from this point on. So we rescheduled, and in the meantime, I did find out how to get to the interview by myself because nobody else knew how. And basically, you just click on the calendar icon in Hotmail, and it'll show it on the calendar in there, and then you get to click on that, and then on the side, it'll have the details, and then you get to click the drop down, and then it'll have like a link to the meeting. Now, I didn't know this because, like I said, it's the first time I've ever, like, and I felt dumb for not knowing it. I felt like I should have known, like, being as tech savvy as I am, I should have been able to figure it out. But, like, I didn't know there was, like, a whole, like, calendar section. I've never even, like, used that in Hotmail before. So I was like, oh, that's interesting that it's on here. But, I mean, I found it. So I found it, and anyway, so this is our rescheduled interview, right? I'm there on time, I'm in the call, and guess what? She's not there. And I was like, oh, like maybe I got the time wrong, maybe something came up. So what do? I email her, I get no response. I email Restream. They don't know what's going on too. They're trying to get a hold of her. And then eventually I get a response saying, oh, we've already filled the position. We no longer want to interview you. It's like, why in the world would you tell me that you no longer want to interview me after telling me you want to interview me? Like, that is the most messed up thing I've ever heard in my life. How unprofessional to not show up to an interview. Regardless of whether or not, like, why would you tell me, like, hey, let's have an interview on this day, and not even, like, give me a heads up, like, hey, by the way, we filled the position, instead of, like, making me wait until the day of the interview, until the time of the interview, and then me emailing you, and you not responding, and me having to reach out to Restream Chat just to get an answer. Why? Why? And you think that this is the end, right? You think Anna was the end of this? No, it gets worse. So I was like, wow, Restream really be doing me dirty out here. And so I apply again. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. Because I really wanted this to work out. I really was really passionate about it. And I really just wanted the workout. Wanted it to work out. So I kept trying. So I applied again. And this time, I do get an interview, right? But it's a different person reaching out. Her name is, I don't know, let's just call her, you know what, screw it, her name's Haley. And so Haley says to me, all right, let's interview you. This is the date we're going to have for your interview. I was like, okay. So I interview with them. Unfortunately, they decided not to move forward with me and they gave the position to someone else. That's fine. Whatever. I mean, I was a little confused because I do have lots of customer service experience and I'm a streamer. And they said that no one there currently streams. So I thought I had like a very high advantage of getting the job because it's like I know what streamers deal with. I literally use Restream, and not even the people there who work there use the product or are streamers. So why would you give the job to someone who doesn't have that experience? I mean, it's fine. Like, I'm not mad about that. Like, I'm just a little confused about it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if they think that they would do a better job because maybe they have, like, 10 years of customer service instead of me who only has 9, like, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But so I didn't get the position and that was fine. I wasn't like sad about it. I was like, whatever, you know, I tried my best. And now a few months pass, I get an email from Haley saying, hey, like, what's your availability for like May 26th or whatever it was. And I was like freaking out. Cause I was like, oh, like maybe she like, maybe a spot opened up and she like kept me in mind. She kept my resume on file and she wants to, you know, like interview me or, you know what I mean? Like, or something like that. That's literally my first thought. And I was like, oh my gosh, no way. So I responded back to her. I was like, oh yeah, I'm free that day. Just let me know what time works best for you. And then she never responded. Now this was like, throughout the next week and a half, I did not hear back from her. I did send her, like, another email. I wasn't, like, trying to spam her, but I was like, hey, like, you know, what's going on with this? Like, is it still happening? Like, what, you know what I mean? And so I, of course, had to reach out to Restream Chat to be like, hey, like, just so you know, she reached out to me about this. Like, what's going on with it? And then they're like, oh, we'll send her an email. And then, like, 3 days go by. And then I still don't hear back. So I reach back out to Restream Chat, be like, yo, you know, it's been a couple days. Like, it's literally tomorrow. I need to know, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's happening and what time I need to be there at. And then they're like, oh, we're so sorry. We'll send her another message. You know, we'll try to make sure she gets back to you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. And then she sends me, like, an email, like, the day of or whatever. And she's like, sorry, that was an error. Have a good day. What? What? So it was meant for someone else. How do you screw up my email with someone else's email? That is my question. Like, how do you actually manage to do that? So that's what really confused me. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Fast forward. Yeah, you think it's over? No, it's not. That's why we're talking about this today, because there's a lot of juice with this. Fast forward. I apply one last time. And I was like, you know what? Even while I was applying for it, I felt sick in my stomach. I was like, do I even want this anymore? I'm like, I feel like I've just been so mistreated. They're just playing around with my feelings at this point. You know, like, I don't feel like it's right. And then, so, after I apply, they, in like 2 days, they get back to me. They're like, sorry, you know, we don't want you anymore. And I was like, all right, fine. You know, it was like, maybe they just put me on, like, the ban list or something, the red flag list, the people that they don't want to hire because of, maybe, I don't know, like, they didn't like how persistent I was in trying to get answers from them out of something like, but it's like, you should have already been in contact with me. I shouldn't have to go out of my way to, like, reach out to your support team to get the hang of you so that you can, like, respond to my email. It shouldn't take you 2 weeks to respond to an email. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. So, anyway, they sent me a rejection email. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. Maybe it was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. And then, fast forward to today. Well, it's not going to be today anymore when I post this, but let's see. November 16th, I'm currently recording this on November 16th, but I'm kind of, like, recording this in advance for a future episode, so I'm sorry if that's weird, if it throws you off, but I really had to talk about this, and I already recorded other episodes for the, you know, days prior to this, because I'm posting this every Monday now, but yeah, so November 16th. Today, but will probably be a few weeks in the future by the time you guys listen to this. So I got an email today from Haley, again, from Restream, after getting rejected, saying, you know, it was like an invitation to an interview, right? To, like, it was to me and somebody else. And I was like, oh, like, you know, maybe, like, this is, like, one of those panel interviews, like, you know, let me just see what this is all about. And, like, I didn't want to get my hopes up high again, right? But I was, like, gonna reach out the Restream chat just to make sure it was legitimate. And the guy was like, oh, if you receive an email from Restream, like, about an interview, it's official. And I was like, oh, really now? So I'm like, okay, so I accept this invitation, and no joke, as soon as I accepted it, the event got canceled. And I was like, huh. And then I asked him to, like, reach out to her because I wanted to make sure it was legitimate, whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll reach out to her, blah, blah, blah. You know, but he's like, oh, yeah, but it's official. I was like, okay. So I accept it, right? And then she canceled it, and then I got an email. For the first time, she actually emailed me back, like, really fast, and considering to, like, previous times where she took, like, more than a week to reply back to me, but, very surprising that she actually got back to me this fast and was like, sorry, that was an error, have a nice day, blah, blah, blah. I was like, excuse me? How do you mistakenly send me 2 emails for an interview on accident? How? This guy's email, the other guy she sent it to, literally his email was nothing even close to mine. Nothing. There was only like one letter in common, and then the rest of it was just a whole bunch of jumbo. Humbo jumbo. And not to mention that she added him first in the, like, recipient line or whatever it's called. She added him first, and then after his name was my name. So she literally had to enter two separate emails. She literally had to click on two different names in order to have it added and sent out. How do you do that on accident? I honestly think she's just at this point harassing me. Like, she knows how badly I want to work at Restream. And she's just kind of like rubbing it in my face with all these other people that she's reaching out to for interviews for the first time. Hey, what's your availability? And then being like, oh, sorry, that was meant for someone else. And then like sending me an invitation with some other person for like an interview. And then be like, oh, that was an accident. Sorry, meant to send it to this guy. It's like, okay, but like, how do you accidentally enter my email in two times? Like, the first time it was just my email and my email alone. How do you send an email to my email by itself and nobody else? Second time, yeah, there was someone else, but also you had to put in extra effort to enter my email to the whatever as well. So I'm like, how do you do that? Like, seriously, how do you do that? So, I'm gonna read you guys what I said to her after this, because I was honestly super mad. Now, I was being as nice as possible about this, right? But I said to her, could you kindly take me off your email list, considering you have sent me two emails regarding interviews by mistake. This is the second time now. I've always wanted to work for Restream. The first time I applied, I got an interview with someone named Anna. When the time came for our interview, she did not show up. I sent out emails, had to go through chat here every single time just to know what was going on. It could be very frustrating. It took a week just to find out she no longer wanted to do the interview. Later in time again, I apply, I get an interview, but I did not get the position, which is fine. I was more disappointed because I got an email from you asking me my availability, thinking a spot opened up. When I responded to you, you did not reply back. It took a whole week of me trying to reach out to Restream support just to find out it was a mistake. And today you send me an invitation after recently applying, saying once again it was a mistake. I don't understand how someone could mistake sending me an email twice and how someone could not show up for an interview. It is really unprofessional. I get excited every time I see an email from Restream, and it breaks my heart to see that they were all a mistake. All were by mistake. I really admire Restream as a company, but these instances really make me feel Restream does not value me as a person. I was providing feedback so you could help prevent other candidates from experiencing this. I no longer have interest for working with your company, so please remove me from your emailing list. Thank you. So I was like, you know what? I'm like, after today, I no longer have an interest in working for Restream. I had them like on like a side list of like companies I would potentially like want to work for in the future. And they were on that list alongside with like Discord and Twitch. All really good companies too. But after like my experience with Restream, I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to work for them. And they probably don't give a fudge about it either. They're just like, eh, F her. Like, it doesn't really hurt us if she doesn't want to work with us. We already got a good team here and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you really just treat people like garbage and you play with their feelings, and that is not okay. Like, I understand, like, things can get busy. Things can get crazy. But, like, how do you mess up so much? How are you so, like, inconsiderate to my feelings? Especially, like, imagine doing this to someone who doesn't have a job or is really struggling financially. Could you imagine, like, someone who's really, who needs this job to, like, make, like, you know what I mean, support his family, his or her family, and they went through exactly what I experienced? That's really fudged up. Like, I'm just gonna say, that's really fucked up. Like, you don't do that to people. You don't play with their feelings like that. You don't act unprofessional. You do not be inconsiderate to me like that. It's like, if you already knew you were going to move forward with someone else, why tell me I have an interview? Why reschedule me an interview? Why make me wait till the day of my interview to the time of my interview to have to reach out to other people because you're not responding to tell me I don't have an interview anymore? You already found someone else to fill the position. Hello? Hello? Where is the... Do you not have any sort of decency? Like... I am not going to apologize for saying this, but Restream is complete trash. They are literally complete garbage. Like, I do not want to use their services anymore. I'm going to look for alternative services other than Restream to stream to, like, multiple platforms at once. But I really just don't want to support their service anymore. After experiencing this and how they, like, treated me through their hiring process. Yeah, if I never would have applied, I never would have had to go through any of this. But it's like... I wanted to work for them. This was one of my dream jobs. Now I realize it wasn't really much of a dream job because they're shitty people. They really are. And I said it in the most kindest way possible to them. I really did. I wasn't trying to, like, you know what I mean? Trying to come off mean and calling them mean words, although I could have easily done that. But I was like, you know what? Let me be professional about this. Even though, like, they're not really going to care. At the end of the day, they're just going to take my feedback and throw it in the garbage. I know how companies work. A lot of them say, hey, your feedback matters. But I've already been on that side of the screen where, you know, with feedback, it doesn't go anywhere. It really doesn't. The customer can tell us to tell it to, like, a higher up. And we just have to say yes. Even though we don't provide that type of service, we don't have that type of those type of tools in order to properly report or give feedback to the company and stuff. So, like, I understand that. Like, I was talking to this guy who works there. I also I gave him this feedback through chat as well, through their chat support to this one guy. And yeah, he was nice, and he's like, oh yeah, like. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I'll make sure to, like, pass this forward, blah, blah, blah. I already know from reading that message that they probably don't have anything like that. They probably don't pass on the message. They probably just read it. They're just like, all right, I'll just tell them that we're, you know, we appreciate their feedback and we'll pass it on, you know. But they don't really do it because they don't really care. Like, companies, majority of companies don't really care what the customer thinks, what they have to say, you know. How I've been treated, like, it really doesn't matter to them, like, if I'm getting treated badly, poorly by this company, they really don't care. All they really care about is making money. So, that's how majority of companies are nowadays, unfortunately, and with Restream, they really just treated me like garbage. Like, I feel like trash, and the thing is, I shouldn't feel like trash. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I was the one who was on top of it. As soon as they sent me an email, I sent them something back. I was always on it. Like, I always showed interest. And they just used that against me. Like, they knew how passionate I was and how much I wanted to work for them. And, I mean, it doesn't hurt them at all seeing me say, I don't want to work for your company anymore. Take me off your list. They're like, okay, bye. Like, we don't care. Like, yeah, I know you don't care. But it's like, you should care to some extent that your process doesn't work, isn't good. Like, other people are going to have to go through the same garbage that I went through. Or maybe other people gotten a lot... Maybe all these other people gotten a lot more lucky than I did. You know what I mean? They didn't have any issues with applying to Restream, and they got their job fine. That's cool, because everyone that worked there, it's not like every time I reach out to chat support, they're like, oh, this never happened to me, blah, 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 everything's gonna be okay, blah, 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 and it's just like, you guys are all liars. Obviously, you guys had better experiences applying to Restream than I did, and that's great. I'm glad that you guys didn't have to go through what I went through, but you also have to realize that you're working for a trash company. You really are. And I hope that they all get better jobs and that they all leave Restream. I honestly just want that company to crash and burn. I really do. Like, they don't deserve that have them, those, you know, their customer support agents work for them, or anyone for that matter working for them. Like, if this is how they treat people who want to work for their company, imagine how they treat the people who actually work at the company, right? I understand maybe you're low staff, maybe things happen, but I didn't get any apologies. I didn't. Just, oh, that was an error. Oh, this was meant for someone else. Oh, the position has already been filled. No apologies. No showing some sort of, any sort of, like, empathy towards how I must be feeling receiving these emails of, like, you know what I mean? Making me think that I have an interview with them when I really don't. Two times. Technically three times if we're counting the first time where she made me show up for the interview and then didn't show up and said she went with someone else. It's like, you don't do that to people. You really don't. And the point of this episode is really just the trash talk and to vent, because I really want other people to know this. Like, I literally want the world to know this. Like, if Restream went down tomorrow and no one could ever use it again, honestly, that would make me really happy. Like, just to see them fail at this point. It's like, yes, at first, I was all for it. You know, I was all for them. And, I was all for supporting them. And then after all this happened, I realized they don't even value me as a human being. Why should I still be kind to them if they treat me like garbage? You can't just treat people like garbage and get away with it. You can't. You have to make it known, like, how they treat people. Despite whether I was just a one-off case or not, it's still unacceptable. Like, it really is. If other people who've applied never had this issue, you are truly blessed. Like, you truly are. But honestly, they've been really just tugging and playing with my feelings this whole time. I don't even know if once they ever meant it. Like, except for the second time I actually got an interview and I just didn't get it. That's fine. You know, like, I got my chance and I blew it. That's all there is really to that. They chose someone else and that's cool. But I mean, it was just a lot to deal with, and I just don't want anyone else experiencing the kind of garbage I had to go through applying to this company. So I guess I just want to warn other people about this company and to make sure that you don't apply for a job at Restream because they don't know how to treat people the way that they are supposed to be treated. Yeah, like, I feel like complete garbage today. Like, honestly, when I first saw that email today for the invitation for, like, an interview, I actually laughed. Instead of, like, feeling excited, I laughed. Like, huh, this is kind of funny. I'm like, is it real, though? You know? And in my mind the whole time, I knew, like, it probably wasn't real and it was probably a mistake. But I accepted it out of spite because I just wanted to show her, like, hey, you kind of messed up again. Here I am. You want me to show up to this thing? Because I will. But yeah, so, and then she's like, oh my gosh, it was a mistake. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're literally the worst ever. And I hope you fail. I hope you and your company fail. It's like, you know, I thought the first lady got fired because she was doing such a bad job, but if that was the case, they just replaced her with an equally as terrible lady who can't do her job. So, I don't even care if they hear this. Because they treated me so poorly, I want them to know how badly they treated me. And I want them to know that they're horrible people for it. I want an apology, but I know I'm not going to get it because lots of companies, lots of people never admit that they ever did anything wrong, right? And they're going to try and make me seem like the one who's, you know, attacking them. It's like, no, I'm just trying to make my story known. And I want people to know what scum you are. That's what I want people to know. So anyway, this was my review of Restream. I plan on talking about this more on twitch.tv/LuckyLux on Monday, this coming Monday at, let's see, At 11 a.m. EST. So, oh wait, I forgot. This is the future. Oh crap. Maybe I'll have to post this one early just so you guys can come to my stream. Yeah, maybe I'll just post this one for this week and then reschedule the other one. Okay, I'm gonna reschedule it. I'm gonna reschedule the one I have planned for this week and plan it for another week, and then I'm gonna post this one this week. I hope I didn't confuse you, but I feel like I just did. Because I want you guys to hear this, okay? I'm gonna be talking about this on Twitch this coming Monday. By the time this posts. Yeah, this actually is gonna post on Monday. So I'm gonna talk about this today. At 11 a.m. EST. So make sure you guys are here, you're checking it out. So that's the 21st, November 21st at 11 a.m. EST. I'm gonna be talking more about Restream. If you guys want to hear like a more in-depth, description of what happened and my experiences, I'll be happy to share it there. In addition, if you have any questions about what I've talked about here today, if you feel like I missed something, if you have your own experiences with the company, I would love to hear that on the stream as well. So feel free to come in and share that with me. It is also Mental Health Monday, so feel free to share just whatever is on your mind that day, and we'll go over it on stream. Which, by the way, someone has officially put in a response for Mental Health Mondays. And I was so excited. And the question was, if you were a squirrel and your lover was a duck, would you bang it? And I'm like, for my first question, I didn't expect it to be anything serious. I mean, I answered it. It's not the usual type of questions that I gotta answer, but I answered it still. Just so strange. People are so strange. But I was very happy still, yet despite the content, to receive my first official response. So thank you to whoever that was, whether that was somebody on here or somebody through my Twitch. I really do appreciate the support, and just even if you're just being silly, dumb, whatever, I really do appreciate it. So thank you so much for that. So yeah, Mental Health Monday. So we're gonna talk more about Restream, and I'm gonna post this content literally everywhere. I want people to know that Restream is a horrible company. I want their company to crash and burn. I'll post about it on Twitter. I'll make a YouTube video about it. Maybe post it to TikTok. I mean, not having a voice in these matters really sucks. I wish I had like more of like an audience, so like people could be like, "Oh man, Restream, you suck." Like, I kind of want them to receive kind of hate for it, but at the same time, like, I don't. Like, does that make sense? It's like you treated me badly, so I want people to treat you badly, kind of thing. But it's like, I know I'm not trying to bully. I just want people to know. And if people stop using their services because of how badly they use me, sorry, how badly they treated me, like that would make more sense. It wouldn't be bullying. It's just more like, hey, you kind of like treat people badly, and I don't like that, so I'm not using your service anymore. I kind of want them to lose money because, they're just bad people. Like, if that makes sense. So not bully them, but just like make the issue well known enough to where people want to stop using the service because they're bad people. But I know I literally have no voice here whatsoever. I have no audience. I mean, like, I have a few people, but not enough to make a difference. So that it sucks. I mean, I more like want to make it well known so that other people don't have to experience this, and so that they know on their end like things they want to fix if they were to fix it. So that people in the future can have good experiences when they're going through this process. So anyway, that's really what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you guys so much for being here. I truly do appreciate it. I'm actually working right now, so I gotta get back to work. But yeah, feel free to drop in my stream this Monday. While you're listening to this, it will be Monday. So in an hour at 11 a.m. EST, feel free to stop on my stream. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.